Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. Little Chicago bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Wayne is the Vice President for Policy and Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute. Wayne, we've known you all these years as the author of 10,000 Commandments, which is a report
on that now, but
which is a report on regulatory abuse and excesses. And I know you had an article recently in Forbes, and I want you to give us an update on how bad it's getting, because folks, what you don't realize, I know you know how much your taxes are because you write those checks, but regulatory compliance is a sinister under the table almost kind of a expense that you don't realize how much it's sucking out of your business. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Right. Well, during the break a little bit we were talking about hoping that this market recovery is real, and I certainly am. One of the troubling signs, though, is the state of regulation. Each year we talk about this and the notion that regulations cost about $1.5 to $1.7 trillion a year, and the current numbers from SBA.
That's 10% of our economy.
It sure is. And see, but what that means, though, when you put it in perspective, right now the federal government is spending $3.5 trillion. And the deficit is now at $1.4 trillion.
Yep.
So regulations are now at a level where the entire federal budget, all federal government spending, was at a level of about $2 trillion only about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So regulation, rather than us shrinking it over the past decade or so, has grown so much that it's the equivalent of the entire U.S. budget a few years ago. And this is economic regulation, environmental, trade restrictions, things like
right.
Sarbanes-Oxley, telecommunications
right.
regulations, and so forth. And the issue is, when I was compiling the brand new edition of 10,000 Commandments that we'll be talking about on the show soon, I hope, it's in draft form now being laid out.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jim, the measures are going up, and the Federal Register is at a record height. The number of rules in the pipeline is higher than it's been in years. Things that are real troubling is, the final rules out are up 5 or 6%. But even more troubling is that the proposed rules, the ones that are still cooking and that are about to be unleashed, are
right.
up 20%.
And these are coming from bureaucrats who are not unelected. Right?
That's right. Congress likes it.
These are not laws.
What you see now? Yeah. Well, now you see the EPA is pushing carbon regulation.
Right.
But it's more than that. It's the FCC pushing regulation of redefining what media is
mm-hmm.
in the world. And FCC pushing net neutrality, which is a kind of government regulation and control of the Internet that we've never seen before. But they're doing this kind of thing without any authority at all from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in the last few weeks, what you've seen are hearings, hauling the FCC commissioners up to the Hill, asking them why they're doing this without congressional authority, because they actually did issue an order requiring net neutrality back in December without any congressional authority
right.
whatsoever.
This has been debated for years. It had been debated for years.
Well,
and these the people who
one of the things they'll do, Jim, is there are a couple ways to deal with it. One is to change this Congressional Accountability Act that would allows Congress now to vote on the resolution of disapproval. Congress
mm-hmm.
has to actually rise up on its hind legs and disapprove something that an agency's doing without authority.
Has that ever happened before?
There's a new proposed. It happened with the repetitive motion. Ergonomics rule.
Right, that was back in 79, 99 or 2000, mm-hmm. I forgot. Right, I reported on that back in those days. I remember
exactly.
that. And so there is a precedent, and we need to elect people in Congress who will do that.
Yeah, they've got to do that. They're holding hearings on it. There's something called the RAINS Act, which stands for regulations from the executive and needs of scrutiny, and it comes from the Kentucky realm, because it's Rand Paul in the Senate and Jeff Davis in the House that are pushing this legislation. And they would require that there be a vote on major regulations that come through. We have insisted for over a decade that that needs to be done, that there needs to be some accountability there. And the reason it's not much of a burden for Congress is because, of course, that's the criticism of me. Oh, it's too much of a burden for Congress to go back and pick up rules that agencies have already dealt with and their expertise and so on and so on. The reason it's not a burden is simply all Congress has to do is nod. And plus, of the 4,000 rules that come out every year, it's only about generally, not this past year after things blew up, but generally it's only, in quotes, about 100 rules that Congress would have to deal with that way. And that would be rules such as what we see now.
Now, Blaine, I want to point something out. You compared, you said you wish the regulatory system were as organized and as functional as our budgetary system is. And folks, he was being sarcastic when he said that in his article. Wayne, we're 6 months into the 2011 fiscal year, and Congress still hasn't passed a budget for this year. Now, my point is, if a lot of people might say, well, so what? What else would they be doing? Well, guess what they could be doing? They could be taking up regulatory compliance issues. That's one thing they could be doing, Jim, if they'd done their job last year.
It's almost the case, Jim, that as important as it is to cut spending and get spending under control, as important as that is, you can make a credible case that it's even more important to do something about regulation, because at this point, even if spending were cut to the bone and the budget were balanced, there are so many regulatory incursions now in finance.
Still $1.4 trillion in regulatory compliance requirements a year. Folks, we've got to get this under control. One of the ways you can do that is by doing what we said earlier, support an organization that's fighting for you in this area. One of those is CEI.org, Wayne Cruz's organization. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.